I spoke to a gentleman who's not in Fremantle, but he's around the place a bit, and gets, and I've got no reason to dispute what he's got to say to me, suggesting that the captaincy format or process was unbelievably badly handled. It seems as though that the players got to vote on a 5-4-3-2-1 basis, Haggis, and then they started to count the votes for who was going to be the captain. Well, Fife somehow, strangely, was in front, well and truly in front.
Okay.
Then it got to a stage where one player put his hand up and said, hang on a minute, this isn't right. What is going on here? Stop the bus. So they stopped the bus, basically. Everybody was removed from the room, and then the players then voted and recounted, and Mundy came well and truly out on top. So it was a little bit odd that that's how it transpired. And at some stage there, I'm alerted that perhaps even some of the influential figures down at Fremantle tried to talk David Mundy out of him being captain.
Oh.
Because he's a family man now and all that sort of stuff and might be too busy for him. And, you know, it's a big responsibility. So
the voting
weird.
Process initially was going
Fife's
Nat Fife's way.
Yes. But the players smelt that things weren't quite right. It's because a lot of them obviously talk between themselves or whatever. And as I say, I understood it was on a 5-4-3-2-1 basis. And they just didn't think it was going the right way. And so they stopped it and collected all of the votes and recounted it. And Mundy was well and truly in front. It was a reversal of what was going up on the original count.